few minutes away from the top of the hour as we continue on In Focus. Troy Coverdell in for Brandon Peoples. We get the opportunity here to talk now with Liz Nelson, the program coordinator, at the Riley County Senior Service Center. Good morning. How are you this morning, Liz?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain, but I'm in the air conditioning. That's a big plus for everybody right
Absolutely.
Now. For the senior center right now, how much activity are you seeing from folks that are just trying to stay cool?
Lots of activity, and it's been great. We're open, pretty much fully functioning, and it's been wonderful to have so many people coming back to the senior center.
A great point about getting back to, well, as we talked about earlier this morning here on the on KMAN on the morning show, a bit of normalcy starting to take shape once again.
Absolutely.
What do you have coming up that we should know about with the Senior Service Center?
Well, if folks have time this afternoon, we have Mary Knapp, who's the state climatologist, coming to give a program about what to expect the rest of the summer and kind of what they call the weather normals and how they kind of look back at 20-year periods and adjust and create new normals to expect. She'll be discussing that. And then next Friday, we're going to take a tour of campus. K-State is a Tree Campus USA, and so Dr. Kathy Lavis will be giving us a tour there and then grabbing lunch at Call Hall afterward.
One of the things that we've talked about at length this week has been the Juneteenth celebration, but one of the things that is a part of that is the new Douglas Center, and you'll be getting a tour of that coming up in July.
Yes. Yeah. And just to put a plug in for Juneteenth as well, I went to the talk last night that Phil Dixon gave on the on the Kansas City Monarchs, and it was great, great program. So, yes, on the 2nd, we're going to tour Douglas Center in the morning. And then the rest of the month is kind of devoted to things like 4-H Fair. So we have the 4-H ambassadors coming to speak on the 9th. And then on our Townie Tuesday, we're going to talk about Rock Springs Ranch. It's their 75th anniversary this summer, and we're going to talk about what it was like going to summer camps in Rock Springs Ranch. We're going to hear from Dan Walter about how to collect and make family stories so that you have things to pass on to future generations. And we have our STEM program is about the state reptile, which is a box turtle. So we have the education curator from the Sunset Zoo coming, and he does information about citizen scientists and how we can help them with box turtles.
If someone wants to get involved with the Senior Center, how can they do so?
Call 537-4040.
Simple as that. You can also find them on the web at seniorservicecenter.org. Liz, appreciate the few minutes with you, and have yourself a great weekend.
Can I put one plug in for a concert coming in July? It's on the 14th. It's Prairie Fusion. They play cowboy, folk, and a little bit of bluegrass music. It's advertised as a parking lot concert, but as we found this month with our parking lot concert, way too hot, so we just moved it inside. So I don't want people to keep from signing up because they think they're going to have to swelter outside. We'll just move everything in and stay comfortable in the air conditioning. And we had a fabulous concert this week, and I know it's going to be the same next month.
Very good. I see watermelon for the whole audience, too.
That's right.
There you go. Not only the music, but the watermelon. That's a draw right there. Liz, thank you. Appreciate it.
I thank you.
Liz Nelson again with the Riley County Senior Service Center. And you can visit their website at seniorservicecenter.org. And, of course, you can also call 537-4040 for more information on the Senior Service Center. Thanks to everyone involved. I appreciate being able to be in the last couple of weeks. I've had a lot of great conversations, and I'll look forward to the next time that I'm sitting in here for Brandon Peoples. Brandon is back in with you on Monday here at News Radio KMAN.
And thank you for filling in, doing a nice job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Always glad to be back behind a microphone.
It's like home.
Something about that, yeah.